بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates on six key points of Imam Khomeini's testament. June 4, 2018. If you travel to different Muslim countries, you will notice that their people have a high opinion of your beliefs, motives, and aspirations, regardless of their governments. They admire our slogans against oppression, the snake-like Zionist network and hegemony. They admire the chants that we have shouted in support of the oppressed and the Palestinian nation. This is what Muslim nations think. Their behavior is indicative of the spread of an Islamic revolution. As you can see, even our nation's views regarding nuclear energy, the fact that the Iranian nation resisted the pressure of the enemies and asked for its right, have been reflected in the Islamic world in a way that resulted in Muslim and Arab countries declaring the nuclear energy has turned into a public sense of urgency for all Arab countries. Both the friends and foes of the Iranian nation admit that the prophecy of Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi regarding the spread of the revolution has been realized today, an instance of which is the Palestinian issue. Like the Iranian nation, all nations are sympathetic towards the Palestinian nation.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Like the Iranian nation, all nations consider the Israeli regime as an illegitimate and imposed power on the region. Of course, many governments are not supportive of their nations. That idleness is exactly the element that strengthens Israel. The Zionist regime has no internal power to stand on its own feet. Today, there are two factors that have helped the Zionist regime to resist. One is the unconditional and shameless support of the US for this degenerate regime. And the other is the lack of support for the Palestinian people on the part of the Arab and Muslim governments. Unfortunately, most of the Muslim governments do not carry out their responsibilities in favor of Palestine as they should, and they are not harmonious with their people. The third prominent point, which is important to our nation and youth, in Imam Khomeini's testament and in the statements that he made during the last 10 years of his blessed life, is that the Islamic Revolution helps our nation progress.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.